Okay. I want to start by thanking you all for being here today. We appreciate it. As most of you are aware, last evening, the Tennessee Titans and Robert Owens agreed on a 4-year deal. You know, Rob's been a heck of a player for us. He's one of the best kickers in the league. You know, we've had the pleasure of seeing him develop over the last 4 years and into one of the top kickers. And he's a big part of what we're about, and we look forward to the next 4 years. So we're excited for us. This is a good day for the Tennessee Titans. With that, I'll turn it over to Rob.
First off, say thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Glad I'll be, know where I'll be for the next 4 years here in Tennessee. Thanks to owner Bud Adams, Coach Fisher, the organization, all the staff here. You know, it's a great place to play, great coaches to play for. This is where I got my start, getting into the NFL. They gave me a chance when I wasn't sure if I would ever even get that chance to play, when I knew I was good enough, but wasn't sure if the opportunity would present itself. So yesterday, signing this contract, you know, 4 years, I knew it's paid off now and gives me a little security to where, you know, now I just need to work a little bit harder to show everybody that I won't be here even longer than that afterwards. But really just thanks to the organization, the owner, Mike Reinfeld and Coach Fisher, and I'm happy to be here playing in Nashville with the support of our fans and the community. So it's a great place to be, close to home, and I'll leave it at that.
Rob, can you just follow? I mean, how important is that for a guy who was, you know, had such a long security this route to get here, and, you know, the last few seasons you've been doing the things, you know, the 60-yarder, the 8 kicks in 1 game, doing those kinds of things. Now that you've got this, do you feel like you've arrived? Is there a teensy bit of security as much as a kicker can ever enjoy?
Yeah, but it's one of those things where you succeed and you keep working harder. You know, the road's never done until you're ready to give it up. And the minute you lay back and relax a little bit is when it can be taken away. So, I mean, I worked hard to get here, so I'm going to keep working hard to keep it. And I'm excited today. So it's a good day, good day for me, organization, and we're looking forward to winning now.
Was there ever consideration of going anywhere else, really, Rob, or was it a situation the whole time where you kind of planned on remaining a Titan?
No, playing in Tennessee is what I wanted to do. I wanted to stay here. I'm glad to have a long-term deal put together. I'm glad that my agents at Athletes First were able to get together with Mike and get this done. All I was reading about through the media sources was franchise tag, which is a 1-year deal. And it seems like since I've been in this league, it's been, you know, week by week, my first contract, and then, you know, played the tender 1 year last year, and then would have been another 1-year franchise deal. So I'm glad to have a little bit of security and know that the Titans, you know, they did what it took to put a deal together with my agent and put 4 years ahead of me that I know I'll be here playing in Tennessee.
Mike, now that Rob is not franchised, today's the deadline. Do the Titans plan on franchising anybody?
You know, we have until 3 o'clock to make that determination, and as of this point in time, we have not made that designation. So, again, we have 2.5-3 hours. You know, we still could do something.
Rob, I know the situation's a little bit different with Craig, but what are your thoughts about him?
Man, I hope Craig Hendrick comes back. He's been a big part of me having my success. He's just one of the, if not the best holder in the league, one of the best. I mean, he's been in this league for a long time, punting really well. But I, you know, what he does for me is totally different. With him and Ken Amato, they've been together doing snapping and holding for me. And of course, about those guys, my job is a lot harder. So. Craig hasn't given me any word one way or the other, so it's kind of a decision that he's going to sit back and make on his time. I wish him the best either way, but I sure hope that he's seeing back there in a Titans uniform.
Rob, what's the name of the NFL 2 team in Charleston you're fighting for?
The Charleston Swamp Foxes.
When you got the deal last night, did you think back to those moments that long ago that got you here?
I definitely before that, I was working in my dad's office for a year and a half, so at behind a desk doing sales and marketing. So I talked to my dad, and we talked about those days, and definitely glad to be out of the Arena League and in the NFL and here in Tennessee.
You know, and this is kind of why it's a good story. I mean, Rob's worked hard. He's worked a long time. He started kind of at the bottom and worked his way up. He's gone to the Pro Bowl. He's one of the best kickers. It's a cool story.
And Mike, this franchise, in the last 15 years or so, prized the kicker when you find one that works. So I'm thinking Al Del Greco, the guy that stuck around for a while. How important is it to this franchise to have a kicker that you know you can depend on?
I think it's a key part of it. I think the way our teams are put together, relying on defense, you know, we win a lot of games in the fourth quarter, a lot of tight games. I think, you know, the place kicker is a very important position on our team.
Mike, why is the society, whether you use the franchise tag, so you have to make the decision? Why is it such a challenging decision?
I think it's a big decision. I think you need to analyze and evaluate all the possibilities. Again, I'm of the opinion that you'd wait till the last moment to do it. I don't see the advantage of doing it early. I think you should wait till the end and get all the information in.
Mike, the reports came out yesterday that Albert is going to test the free agent market. Are you guys any closer? Are we still where we were last week? Any news on this?
You know, we've had discussions about meeting his agent at Indy to sit down with Chad Speck, Albert's agent, and that's still our plan. We'll get together with him some at the combine and talk to him.
Does that announcement change anything at all, Mike, as far as where the discussion negotiation or anything are at?
I don't think so. I think we'll still get together with Chad and toss around different scenarios.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. Thank you.